You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Listening to No Dumb Idea.
Alright, cool.
Alright. Coming this fall, your newest hit.
Ow.
What happens when Gibbledang gets hit by a meteorite, giving them the special power to hear what cats think, but only the girl cats? This fall, Dala plays a female cat who gives Gibbledang a little too much of his mind.
Her mind. I don't like this. Why do you make it sound like I'm gonna fuck the cat?
Whoa. I didn't say anything.
Do
about
I fall
that.
In love yeah. with the cat?
You're jumping to
There's probably some innuendos in the movie, but it's not a porno. Come on.
Is there something you want to tell us?
No.
I wasn't mentioning anything like that.
Meow meow.
Anyways, I'm Jim Leader Nate.
Change the channel. I'm Gibbledang.
I'm the cat one.
And Dala's the cat one, and this is No Dumb Idea. This is our little podcast about modern media and pop culture that we'd like to examine and play with through the lens of various games, improv, and conversations. How have you guys been? You know, how's it been this last week? You know, seen anything new lately in terms of movies? Because we're going to be talking about movies a lot today.
Actually.
No. But
funny
I,
enough, not yet.
What?
Ooh, what does that mean?
Yeah,
planning on it.
I'm planning to see Weapons, but I just I've been thwarted by having a hangover today and the other day forgetting my wallet. So,
yeah,
third time's a charm.
That does look really cool.
It does. I want to see that too.
I love Barbarian, so yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Today I went to a cabaret show with my partner. It was like an interactive three-story like experience. You know, these performers would go from one floor to the next and then to the bottom, and like they all had their own different experiences. It was nuts, you know, like they did the can-can.
Ooh.
That was awesome.
Oh, classic.
Classic. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was so much
fun.
And
I was there doing the couldn't. No.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm always up in that bitch doing the can't. Yeah. Let me tell you.
you were doing the
The little side of won't.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was doing the don't.
Nice.
Yeah, the performance was called Pompeii. I think it was by Detour Productions. Let me just look that up again really quick.
Erupting.
Yeah, it was so awesome. Yeah, go on Instagram, Pompeii Immersive, killer stuff. It was so, it was so much fun. So much fun. Highly recommend it. Shout out to them. If they're in your city, I don't know if they travel or not, but yeah, go check them out.
like a traveling circus of cabaret.
But,
probably local.
Other than that, I've been listening to a lot of industrial music, because I've been gearing up for, the next chapter of like the D&D campaign that we're running, the Mega Man campaign. We just entered a motor raceway fire themed city, so I'm really excited to
gotta go fast
into that.
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
Yeah, that's been my week. Gibbledang here. It's been super tight.
Speaking of burlesque-esque performances.
Burlesque.
You know, we just watched Chicago today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my girlfriend had never seen Chicago. I've seen it 19 million times.
Neither have I, so.
I've been getting into musicals a lot lately, too.
Chicago? Great musical. Especially the movie version, like, in my opinion, is a really nice version of, like, if you're going to expose yourself to Chicago.
Yeah.
Gotcha. How accurate. Musical.
But yeah.
How accurate to the city.
Just like Chicago.
Look, babe, I'm going to show you my hometown. Let's watch
it. It's the bean.
Women all shooting their husbands and
look
singing
at the
songs.
Bean.
It's just
no
like
spoilers. It. I don't want spoilers.
Yeah, sorry.
I need to watch.
That's the premise of the whole movie.
I didn't know that. I wanted to go in blind.
Then cover your eyes.
Shut up.
But what were you saying, Lutonate?
Moulin Rouge. I want to watch Moulin Rouge, too.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, Moulin Rouge is good. I feel like I'm less of a fan of Moulin Rouge because it's a jukebox musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I didn't know that, but that's piqued my interest. Not piqued, but yeah, it's. I think that's interesting.
And it's specifically a jukebox mashup musical.
Yeah, like a playlist.
Where
basically.
Every number is a bunch of songs all put together,
like a playlist, like a mini playlist.
It's a remix.
I think it's super interesting because it could kind of just stand the test of time, basically. Just whatever keeps coming out. That's like, I know it takes place in the past, but with the music, I guess I don't know. You know, someone's got to agree with me.
I would love to watch, like, an 18-year-old now watch Moulin Rouge and see if they recognize any of the music. Like, I think that would be...
Well, yeah, but it's constantly updated,
that would just
right?
be interesting. I just think if you're going to... When you make something that, like, doesn't have its own music tied to it, it's specifically music that is hard cast at specific points in history of when that song was released to the general public as a regular entertaining like form of entertainment that was separate from the movie. I feel like you date yourself really hard. Like there's no way to, like, you know, when musicals have their own book, you can update the book and you can modernize it if you want, you can change some things, whereas I feel like if you're just doing the songs, you still have to always just do the songs.
Unless it's like
someone else wrote them. Unless it's like a song, yeah.
Yeah, unless it's like a musical about the Beatles or something, like where it's like, hey, it's like a history of a band or something.
Or like a movie and like it's like an alternate timeline where the Beatles didn't exist.
Oh yeah,
it was
totally.
Something like that.
Yeah, if something like that existed, I don't But no, I haven't seen it, so I could be your 18-year-old that watches it and sees if I even recognize it, because I wouldn't be surprised if
I think you would recognize, like, it.
I'm sure a good
maybe
handful,
not. Honestly, it is mostly for people who are like a little closer to 40, in my opinion, than 30. Hmm. So like,
perfect. I'm 18. It's perfect. Canonically,
canonically, 18. Permanently 18. That's true.
Yeah.
That's when he got bit by that vampire.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about movies a lot today because. Specifically, what I've been thinking a lot about is different combinations of potential movies that might get made, you know. At the end of the day, like when, like thinking of what directors could do and what writers could do and what actors could do, as opposed to what they actually do and what they actually sign up for and write and sign on to, I think is always very fun. Because I like thinking about the what ifs, because it helps keep in perspective the value of what we actually got.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you like Marvel's What If on Disney Plus. That's what you're saying, right?
Yep.
And I'm listening too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about Marvel's What If today. No.
Oh my god, what if we did?
What if we did? Actually,
it might sound something like this.
We might need the multiverse episode of No Dumb Idea.
True. Ooh, that'd be fun, actually. That's actually not a bad idea.
Go through different characters and stories, and then like that have multiple universes, and you say we talk about what our favorite of that universe is.
Yeah.
I can rant about how much I like Ultimate Spider-Man.
What are we talking about?
Oh, nice.
We're
talking about movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what ifs?
Movies.
Where are we going?
What ifs? Yeah. Well, where we're going with this is we're going to create some movies today.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be having you both create movies via Price Draft. So it's not going to be auction style like the game that Dollop made for us. But you are going to have a limited pool of funds. And your job is going to be create movies, being given options, clusters at a time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
I'm going to take a second here, and I'm going to...
One.
do some sharing here.
Oh, well then, let me make that possible one.
This is a little game that I have made called Final Draft.
Wow.
So you're going to go back and forth and draft different parts of potential movies mm-hmm. you could make. Now, there are a couple things that you might want to keep in mind for this that I would recommend. One is that you never know what's going to come up later.
Sure. That's the fun of the game.
Yeah, that's the fun of it. You are always here. You know what? Let's just get straight into our rules.
Okay.
Here. Is there anything? Does anybody have anything they'd like to say before we start?
I'd like to thank my mom and Satan and yeah, that's it.
Nobody take
your mom
that.
Doesn't care.
Nobody take the cat clip from earlier out of context. All right, let's go.
Everyone, please take it in context, because that is.
I don't know if
nice.
There's really much context anyways. To take it out of, but okay. Whoa!
All right,
it moves. The dinosaur moved. For audio listeners,
okay. It did. So, all right. So, here's going to be our rules. Each player is going to start with 500 metaphorical dollars, aka metabucks.
Okay.
Oh wow.
That's a lot. Of
money. Sorry. Yeah, that's a lot of bucks.
That's a lot of
500 metabucks.
That'll be $4, baby. Yeah. Would you like fries mm-hmm. with that?
Each player is going to receive the opportunity to draft first.
With nuts.
You're going to switch it out.
Yeah.
Both ways. And Gibbledang is going to be able to pick first, and then Dala, then Gibbledang, and it's going to go back and forth the entire game. Now, once an option is drafted, it is unavailable for the other player to take. It is permanent. It's off the board.
Okay.
But, something to remember, players can skip their draft. Mm. So if it goes to you, you can pick nothing.
Okay.
And if both players pick nothing, we move on from that group of options, and we will come back to it later.
Oh, okay.
Because we will stop when everything has been drafted, but you don't have to draft it through the first time.
Okay.
You can wait.
Okay.
So.
And so the bidding part, or I don't know if that's the next.
No auction. So I'll say in the beginning.
Oh,
this is not auction style, like the one that that you made. This is going to be just, the money's just for you to allocate your resources.
Gotcha. Okay. I think I see.
Meanwhile,
what you mean.
In terms of the drafting, you just get to pick. You get to pick whatever you want. It's the exact price that's listed,
mm-hmm.
and that amount is deducted from your metabucks.
Okay.
So, actually, hold on 1 second. Let me get a piece of paper.
Yeah, same. All right, I got one earlier.
Yeah, I already have one. I'm prepared.
Pizza paper.
Okay. All right.
Cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah. And I have a pizza paper.
A pizza?
Yeah.
Nice. I hope something on this like one of the rounds is worth like $499 like for one thing.
That'd be awesome. I'm buying that.
Yeah, like whatever it is. That's the one. It's like your daily double.
Well, there's gonna be some things that are kind of similar to that concept, but not so extreme.
Gotcha.
And the way it's going to work is we're going to move on to each one, one by one, but a couple more things to remember.
Yeah.
So, your goal is to make money.
Okay.
Welcome to showbiz.
That dinosaur looks like it's taking so back shots.
If you manage to draft what is needed, you can make additional movies, more than one, to give yourself bonus points. How much is needed to make a movie? Many things, certainly. Anyways, if I say you don't have enough to make a movie with the elements that you present, it will count for no points, and you will have wasted those choices.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Nice.
I love that.
But if you can convince me that that's enough
for a movie,
to have a solid pitch for a movie, a solid idea,
okay,
then that'll count.
All right.
So at the end of the game, we're going to be looking at something like this.
Oh my god!
What is it, like a grading sheet?
What the fuck? When did you make this?
I made you a rubric, motherfuckers.
I love it. I'm not complaining. I'm like, wow.
So, if the movie does not have enough elements to really be a solid idea ready to pitch, 0 points. If it's barely enough, and it is a coherent movie idea, 1 point. Now, if it's a genuinely interesting take, someone's like, huh, kind of a, that's neat, 2 points. Mm-hmm. If I would legitimately pay to go see that, that's 3 points.
And do we get money?
If it's going to cause some lines at the box office, that's 4 points. And if it's an absolute blockbuster, that'll be 5 points. Does everything make sense?
I guess. Well,
I'm curious what that last one is, the WTF.
Oh, right. Yeah, so the last one is the fact that I'm the ultimate judge, and if I make up another reason to give you points, I'm going to do so.
Oh, okay, I see. That's not like you made a movie so terrible, actually, it gets like 10 points or something, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like all the, like a full circle. Okay.
It's just vibes, you know? Yeah. So at the end of the day, if you just have a feeling, a gut feeling,
yeah,
and it's not really about the traditional appeal that one would market a movie about, but you know that I'll see the vision.
Division.
Then, you know, maybe go for it. You might get the extra points still.
So I'm gonna make a MTG movie starring all bisexual actors.
Wow, bisexual? That's really discriminatory to the rest of the LGBTQ.
Sure, but I mean, can you name a movie where there's only bisexual actors? There's a lot of movies with only straight actors.
So. Yeah, name one.
Name one with all bisexual actors.
The Dollar Movie. Boom, roasted.
Damn,
boom,
got me.
Roasted, got him.
Yeah. And the Nate movie, actually.
Yeah, I was the same.
That was my movie, the one he was describing.
Yeah.
What?
So this is something else that I should also say. When we go into each round, there's going to be a small discussion time where you can talk to each other about what you see as valuable, what you don't, you know, if you're planning on skipping, you know, if you want to talk about or reveal any plans of yours or shit talk what I valued things at. Because, like, maybe both of you will be like, that's value too much. We're not going to take that. Neither of us. We agree.
Mm.
That's not worth it. Something, you know.
Bodacious.
So there's going to be a small discussion time.
Okay.
And then for the first one, I already randomly decided earlier it's going to be Gibbledang who goes first for the first bid. Well, not bid, but the first draft.
All right, Regis, show me.
Whoa.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it says Willem Dafoe.
I pick Willem Dafoe.
We'll see. All right. So here is our first round. It's a mix-up round where we have several different types of options. So we have $25, director David Lynch.
I like this.
We have $40, director Michael Bay. We have $80, writer Mel Brooks. We have $65 for the Coen brothers as writers. We have $25 to be starring Sydney Sweeney and $35 to be featuring Bad Bunny. Now, first we're going to discuss, is there anything you guys notice about what we have here?
I have a couple questions.
When you say featuring, is that music or is that like in a low role, like in a 2-minute scene?
Either or, your choice.
Okay.
And for David Lynch, is he $25 because he's a corpse in this hypothetical? What if?
In these hypotheticals, anybody who is dead is alive again.
Okay. So this is what if David Lynch hadn't died and made the MTG bisexual movie? Gotcha.
Okay. Universe. Mm-hmm. But is Mel Brooks still 98? Or is this prime Mel Brooks? I would say
this is prime. This is okay. Everybody in
oh,
their prime.
Oh, prime. Oh, okay. Okay.
This is everybody in their prime. So this is prime Michael Bay.
I was going to ask you if it's like, can I pay half for the Coen brothers and only get one? But if it's their prime.
No,
but it's a prime.
Make up your own rules.
No, that's... Yeah, no, no, no. That's what I was going to ask.
There was a whole PowerPoint slide with like 4 pages of rules.
So is Sydney Sweeney, how's her jeans though? How is Sydney, is she have jeans
it's,
on?
You could ask on your turn. It's my turn. I'm picking $40
no, this is the
director
discussion.
Michael.
Well, this is the discussion.
Oh,
round.
Yeah.
Gosh,
okay.
The rules.
Okay, that's true.
All right, go ahead.
And that is a good question. You know, picking Sydney Sweeney at this point in time.
Not a good idea.
You, some would think maybe that's not worth it.
Yeah,
but it's
what,
her prime.
What is...
Some would think, even though it's not a good time for Sydney Sweeney, mm-hmm. the worth of being a conventionally attractive white girl in Hollywood is still pretty high.
Yeah.
So grabbing her as a main cast, you know, still might be effective.
Affectionate.
Yeah.
All right. Let's begin.
Yeah.
Gibbledang, would you like to pick one of these options?
Michael Bay for 40.
All right.
Now, can I haggle?
No.
Okay.
We are not haggling right now.
I thought there were rules. Come on. Like 4 pages of rules.
No, I was just asking in advance because I
no,
feel like one of us
no,
was going to
no
ask.
There's no negotiating. There's no negotiating. The prices are set. My only addendum would be if both of you came at me about a price in the discussion phase at the beginning, and then I maybe would consider it.
Yeah. Addendum?
If something's egregious.
Sure, sure. Where you're like, Tommy Wiseau is worth way more than $300. What are you doing, lowballing?
Exactly.
We got to pay prime for that guy. But I think
that's the $495 option.
And I just had a quick question, too, actually. There will be directors later in this, or is this my one chance to get a director? I mean, I guess I don't know, but... Okay, that's fair. I'm gonna get Mel
know.
Brooks. Mel Brooks, baby.
All right.
In his prime,
80.
Man.
Oh
yeah,
God.
Baby.
What the fuck?
In order to get Mel Brooks.
Now I have 420, baby. That's the only reason I got him. Because now my money's 420.
That's, yeah, true. Worth it.
I'm done. I'm out. Movie mate. No,
for your writer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should also write that
down.
Now
we're gonna go back to... We're going to go back to Gibbledang. Gibbledang, is there another option up here that you would like to take?
Yeah, I'm going to go directed by David Lynch.
You got two directors.
Right, you're picking two directors
yeah.
right off the bat.
Yeah, this is going to be
snatching them up.
This is going to be
an interesting
Bay
combo.
Lynch joint.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about that, Dala?
I mean, it doesn't exist, so it'd be cool
exactly.
in theory. Yeah,
it's gonna be the first. It's gonna be a weird Transformers movie.
Hell yeah!
You can't watch a movie
man.
On your fucking phone. You're an idiot if you think that you could watch a movie on your phone.
Yeah, that's fine,
that's
baby.
My guy right there, yeah. Mike only makes confusing shit.
Oh, yeah.
Michael,
I thought you hated David Lynch. Honestly, that's why I was not gonna go for him. Nate.
I mean,
or like not hate.
If
but
you use
you
if you
did.
Use them in a way that might work,
might
you know.
Be intriguing.
I mean,
yeah.
I will say that some of these values do reflect my own opinions a little bit on
that,
these.
That makes sense. Why he's also 25. Yeah, that's why I was like, wow, David Lynch, 25. Like that's especially
sucks.
If he's alive.
mm-hmm.
If he's dead,
in his prime,
you know, it'd be even higher still. Nah.
All right, so you're up, Dala.
I think. I will pass for now.
All right, we got a pass.
Yeah.
And Gibbledang?
I'll pass too.
All right, we got two passes. So we have taken three of these off the table.
Top row.
yeah.
The top row, yeah. Right. Just got them gone. Next, another mix-up round.
Okay.
So we have $30 for your film to star Joseph Gordon-Levitt. $30 for it to feature Liam Neeson. $100 to be produced by James Cameron, or $100 to be animated by Studio Ghibli. We've got $50 for it to star Willem Dafoe, and $40 for the music to be done by John Williams. So now the first choice goes to... Well, actually, first we're going to do a discussion.
Yeah.
Hear what everybody has to say. And then it'll be Dala. So,
yeah.
Any observations?
good list.
Anime. I didn't even think about animation as an option, funny enough. So I'm like,
Mm-hmm. If you present elements that involve it being animated, it becomes 100. Assumed that all the actors you put in are going to be voice actors now.
Yeah. Okay, so I got a... Okay, but I have a writer, Mel Brooks. He's not done too much animated stuff that's, like, good.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also making a movie with Michael Bay and so, you know, David Lynch. It's just swing for the fences. Why
no, I know. Maybe
are those two different movies?
Because
remember, at the very end, you can present multiple packages with multiple ideas.
Mayhaps.
Yeah.
May chance.
Also, my freaking neighbors are so noisy right now. It's annoying. But
can't hear them.
No, they're going to be on Audacity, so I'll tell you that much. Can we put featuring Dala's neighbors on the thumbnail for this one?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, can I do my bid or my... You know, make my draft. I don't know if
there's if there's no other observations you all have about the prices or anything, then go ahead, Dala. Let it rip.
I am gonna be taking the Willem Dafoe.
Of course,
you got to Dafoe for 50.
Why wouldn't you?
Dala is at 370 metabucks.
Oh, thanks for keeping track for me.
Oh yeah, I gotcha.
Oh, that's so annoying.
All right. Gibbledang, you are up.
Also, okay. Does his name have two L's or one?
Who?
I have no idea, but...
Who knows?
Does it two? No. Yeah, no one
That's how it's spelled today.
Yeah. This is not the actual actor. It's someone else.
Yeah, it's a stand-in.
I'm
it's
doing a hundo for Will James Lim. Camero.
Yeah, producer James Cameron for 100. You know, does that make sense that I priced him a bit as producer to be 100?
Yeah, makes sense.
Guarantee that the producer's never going to back out and is going to 100% fund this with as much money as it takes to do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, with him, it's but yeah. He's like, we're going to build a city underwater just so I can have an excuse to go into there, too. But also so we could shoot the movie.
Sounds logical.
Let's
All right. See. So we've got producer James Cameron taken. So, Dala?
See. There's some good ones here, so I'm like, but which one do I want? I think I will take animation for one hundo.
$100, animated by Studio Ghibli. So now, is it Ghibli or Ghibli?
I think it's both.
Either or. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's a... Yeah, the only downside is I'm hella low on money now.
You are at 270 already. So is out of your total 500.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Movies were made. Ed Wood made a bunch of movies with like $20. So yeah, it's
true.
Literally, so easy.
Yeah.
All right. So, Gibbledang,
mm-hmm.
Is there any others on this list you'd like to take?
Nope.
All right. Here, Skip Dala.
I think I will skip two. Let's see what else we got.
All right, we're skipping. So we're going to move on to the next round, which is another mix.
Ooh,
it's our last mix before we start hitting some categories. All right, so we've got starring Ryan Reynolds, $15. We have featuring Jake Gyllenhaal, $25. We have written by Spike Lee for $30.
Mm-hmm.
We have written by Stephen King for $20. We have directed by Ridley Scott for $25 and starring Daniel Radcliffe for $15. All right, so this is going to be Gibbledang picking first.
What did I get discussion? Last time? I'm sorry.
Let's hear some discussion. How does...
One thing I'm noticing...
expensive?
One thing I'm noticing, no women. No women yet.
I'm not surprised. Interesting. Though. I'm not surprised. What was the last thing I picked?
The last thing you picked was James Cameron as producer.
Okay. James Crab. No wonder he wants to be in the sea.
Pioneer.
He wants to return to the sea because he's a crab man.
Mm.
James Cameron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Languages.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, this is like not a bad list on this one, but I feel like it's also like not as good. Like...
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think all your lists are good, Nate. I'm gonna.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying your list is bad. I'm saying the people in it. It's
okay.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan Reynolds. I mean, you know, I'm saying he's not great. Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay.
I mean, yeah. International movie star Ryan. Sure. Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Sure. International. Sure. I guess they were trying to make money.
If you count Canada and United States as two different countries.
Mm-hmm. Some which I sometimes do.
Some would. Yeah.
International.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I'm whenever you're ready.
Yeah. I'm going to go for Jake Gyllenhaalin.
Jake Gyllenhaalin. So this is a $25 purchase. Bring you down to $310.
Nice.
We've got Jake Gyllenhaal. Featuring Jake Gyllenhaal. So, you know, he could be voicing something, narrating. He could just straight up be a co-star in a supporting role. Mm-hmm. That is up to you when you decide to make your pitch. Mm-hmm. All right, Dala, what are you thinking?
Well, I think I need a director, nice. So let's go with that Ridley Scott.
You gonna nab Ridley Scott? Yeah, okay.
He's been doing pretty big blockbusters from what I've been hearing. He makes the money.
Yeah, he's made a few gold nuggets. All right, so you got Ridley Scott, and you're looking at 245 metabucks now. 245. Yeah. All right, Gibble Dang at 310. What are you thinking? Would you like to take another shot from this screen?
I will, but I will get Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
You're going to take Ryan Reynolds? Yeah, all right, starring Ryan Reynolds then, for $15, bring you to $295.
And then I'll preemptively pass, because I'm ready.
Ah,
I'm done with
power
this.
Move.
Yeah.
I'll pass, too, just because I want to see what else we have, save some money. You know, I'm trying to be frugal.
Sounds good.
I think I have enough to make a good movie already, so, you know.
Good. I'm glad to see people, you know, were paying attention to the things I said to remember, and that way you can hopefully sculpt something.
Okay.
Here. All right. Our next round is going to be round four, which is all actors.
Nice, nice.
These are male actors for your movie.
Okay.
Now, I do want to point out, we had females, a singular one.
Women.
Very beginning.
Females. Mm-hmm.
We had Sydney Sweeney. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
her jeans are. They don't count to me.
She's 2000 and
yeah,
late
true.
Now.
It's not in the jeans.
Yeah.
All right. That'd here be gracious for our actors woman, we have. we have $10 to feature Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's favorite actor who's in literally everything.
Hell yeah.
$25 to mm-hmm. feature Christian Bale. Notably, this is featuring Christian Bale, not starring Christian Bale. Whether or not that has a big influence, you know, keep that in mind. $15 for featuring Chris Pine. It can cost you $25 to feature John Cena. $15 to feature John Hamm.
Ooh,
or $40 to feature John Travolta.
Baby.
So we got three Chris's, three John's
yeah.
to pick from here.
Yeah.
And Dala, yeah. I believe you get, or let's do some discussion first to see how people are feeling about prices here.
This is, well, the prices are fine. I feel
I'm
like.
I'm just surprised Travolta's like it. But like, it makes sense, too.
Yeah, it does make sense.
In their prime.
Sure. Yeah, right after you said Adele Dazeem, that's right. His
mm-hmm.
prime.
Mm-hmm. That's right where, right in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Should Christian Bale be Chris Hemsworth? Because
nope.
the other,
I wanted Christian Bale there.
The others aren't Christians though.
No, they're Chris's, but that's close enough.
Yeah,
they're Catholics.
I mean, to make the joke really go well would have been like.
I was thinking about putting Chris Evans or Chris Hemsworth there, yeah. but like, I wanted to put
some
Christian
diversity.
Bale in this
yeah.
game, so that was a little bit of me just inserting somebody I like into the game.
All right.
But I think I am ready.
Wait, all right, let's hear it. What are you thinking?
As much as I want Travolta, I'm like, that's like a lot of money.
Beep, beep.
I think I'll do Christian Bale, though, because he's done Ghibli movies before, so, you know.
That's true.
It's just like, oh, he'll come in, he'll read his lines in like 30 minutes, hammer him out, you know, we're saving money on that, you know, in the studio time.
Yeah, he's a professional.
Oh, yeah. You know? Don't fuck with the lights. Yeah, as long as you don't mess with his lights.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Gibbledang, what are you thinking from this
John Travolta
choice of feature actors?
Oh, John Travolta, baby.
Yeah. All right. That's going down to 255 in Metabucks for John Travolta.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Now, since it is him in his prime, I'm assuming he's going to be in the cross-dressing and in the fat suit from...
Hairspray.
Hairspray, yeah. Right?
Yeah, baby.
Presumably.
Get in my belly, baby.
There you go.
I'm your mom. But I'm a guy. Hey.
Yep.
It's right. Zanny Zuko.
Next we have... Nala. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to take from our Chris, John?
John, but that's fine. And I should actually say Chris, yeah, Christian, Chris.
It's almost
John.
It's
John.
So fine, you could stop bringing it up.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm tempted to take Chris Pratt because of like the money making capacity of him, but also he's like in everything. And
remember at the beginning, I said this is about making money. Yeah. Welcome to Hollywood.
But it's his prime. So if it's his prime, I'll take him. Just because I think his prime is before people got tired of him being in animated everything. So plus it's a feature. It's not like he's in that. So I'll take me some Pratt, baby.
So if they're in their prime, does that mean John Travolta would be like Grease, Saturday Night Fever? Or, well, no, I think probably. His prime was probably like around The Punisher. So maybe like 40.
I would, depending on your pitch, I would let you
decide.
Tell me your interpretation.
Okay.
I'm gonna pick the future where their prime is this movie we haven't even seen yet.
What is this exact movie?
Yeah.
All right, so that means Dolly, you're at 210 Metabucks.
And then I'm gonna pass after that.
Same skis.
All right, so we got two passes. So we're moving on to our next category, which, as you might have guessed, would be actresses.
There we go.
All right, so we have $10 for your film to feature Jennifer Lawrence. We have $25 for your film to star Florence Pugh. We have $15 for your film to feature Zendaya. We have $20 for it to star Anya Taylor-Joy. We have $25 for it to feature Anne Hathaway. And we have $40 for it to star Hailee Steinfeld.
Man, I didn't know you like Hailee Steinfeld that much.
Yeah, $40.
I think she's just popular right now, and I think that's why I put a high price tag on it, because it's like, if you want the person who's like definitely on the up in Hollywood right now, you're going to have to pay $40.
I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't put a price tag on these women or try to rank them all, honestly, but that's just me. Yeah.
They would all be priceless.
Like, they'd all be equal, priceless. They're all beautiful, and honestly,
they actually would be making. They'd be more than the men. Actually, if it was up to, me, you'd have to pay like hundreds because they're just so
actually.
Much, you know,
you guys, like I said, if you guys both come at me with some facts,
sure.
I have to consider it. Cool. So you're absolutely right. All these prices should be doubled. All so right, these perfect. Are all going to be doubled.
Nice.
So. Think about how much these might be worth now. And,
these? Wow.
These choices.
I'm going to buy Hailee Steinfeld.
$80.
Are you going straight for buying Hailee Steinfeld for $80?
She's popular right now. She's popping.
Mm-hmm.
She is popular.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to, let me see here, bring it down to... $275.
God, I have so much. Sorry, money. That doesn't make sense.
I was about to say. Whoa,
like, I had $210 last time.
Yeah, you actually got money.
You had $255, and now you have $175.
Hell yeah.
And then Hailee Steinbeck.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Jerry. Hailee.
All right.
Dallo, what are you thinking?
Haley, someone's coming. Miles Morales is looking. He's trying to get at you. We gotta hide you. We gotta put a decoy.
Pick your fucking.
I'll do Florence Pugh. Because right, she's also
$50 to star Florence Pugh.
She's also up on. Yeah,
Thunderbolts. She's popping, locking, and dropping.
We'll be like, from the actress that brought you Thunderbolts. MPG, the Bi movie.
There you go. There mm-hmm. you go.
The Bi. Oh, the Bi movie.
Bisexual. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That puts you at 160 metabucks. So both of you are now under 200.
How much do I have?
All right. You have 175.
Well, let's make it even. I'm gonna get Zendaya. Oh wait, no, it won't be because now everything's doubled.
It would not be even.
All right. Well.
Yeah. It
How many rounds
of that? Unless you believe that these were choices were adequately priced in the first place.
Nah.
Seemed like we landed on it should all be doubled.
Zendaya.
Do you know how many rounds there are going to be?
All right. You do not.
Okay. I know you said we're not going to know, but I was like, I don't know. I'm just like, hmm. But I know we're supposed to circle back around, right? If memory mm-hmm. serves. Okay. So yeah, I'll pass mm-hmm. for now.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
So I want to see all these rounds.
Gibbledang is going to go to 135 now. Sorry, no, 145. 145. And Dahl is passing. Gibbledang, yeah. Do you want to make another choice?
I'm done. I'm good.
All right. So Dahl at 160 metabucks. Gibbledang at 145. Let's move on to our next one. This is the flexible round. And by that, I mean all these choices will be able to fill any role you decide.
Ooh, nice.
So, $75, we have Steven Spielberg. For $50, we have Jon Favreau.
Ooh.
For $50 again, we have Sam Raimi. For $60, we have Tintin Quarantino. For $75, Stanley Kubrick. And for $25, Night Shyamalan.
I would love to get these and just be like, all right, you're all cameo parts, like little bit.
You're all actors.
Just like, oh. Although I do love like a movie when you see a director like in like someone else's movie. Like I think, what's the guy? Joe Dante does like that, like for other directors often. Or he's done it.
Yeah. And if you want to pull, you know, if you want to go straight into like Dusk Till Dawn, you mm-hmm. can have Quentin Tarantino be both directing, right? He could be writing and starring, like
sucking feet. These guys, he can do anything you want.
You want them
direct
to.
Joe, he can be sucking feet. Tarantino, yeah. Ooh, cool. These are
so
some steep.
What do you guys
ones.
Think? Are these some good choices?
Oh,
I feel like
these are
they're a little pricey.
Yeah, yeah. No women on here though. Again, I just want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's true. I think I'd actually have a harder time thinking of
female directors
just off the dome.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I think I'm ready whenever. Is it me or Gibbledang? I forget for this round.
It's you.
This one's going to be you, Dahl.
Okay.
Dahl time.
get on the back.
To the Dahl zone.
Don't get offended. I'm going to go with Stanley Kubrick because I love me some Kubrick. And I think to be like, here's his
cubes.
I don't know if like in this hypothetical, he's like never died or he just comes back from the dead and makes this movie. But either way,
what?
He's sick.
That's
let's say it's zombie. Kubrick?
Yeah, actually, I could choose. That is true.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah everyone
so
in my
this
movies.
We'll bring you down to 85 metabucks. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's
you are at 85. Gibbledang, is there anything here you'd like to take?
Yeah, I want to get a zombie Quentin Tarantino.
so you kill him and then bring him back. Mm-hmm.
Voodoo. Bring him back.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So actually, that will bring you also to 85.
Mm-hmm. The cool thing is, you get his last movie, too, because you could be like, oh, here's his last, because he's doing like 13 movies. You'd be like, this is the 13th one.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
Maybe.
Yep. And he comes back from the dead for it.
Yeah. But I'm going to pass.
All right.
thinking.
You got a pass from Dala, Gibbledang. Pass from Gibbledang. No one's taking Monet.
I
want
to see all these rounds. I mean, if I got money on the circle back, you know, on the circle jerk.
Mm-hmm. The circle jerk. Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on to our round six, which is genre.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even think about how... Because I was like, oh, I got Mel Brooks. He's going to be right into parody.
Remember, you need necessary pieces of these movies, including their genres.
Yeah.
So, all of these, you might notice something about their prices.
Yeah.
These are all $20 even.
Wow. Yeah.
So, we've got body horror.
No women here, though. I just want to say
adventure. I would say several of these would include women, if not all of them.
Historical female drama.
There you go. It's a period piece.
Oh.
So
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Historical.
There you go. We got body horror. We have action adventure, sci-fi fantasy, rom-com, satire, and historical drama.
That was good. Historical.
A historical period piece.
Oh god.
Yep, there you go.
That's good.
Okay. It's a pretty good mix match. Like,
yeah.
Is there like should put a Marvel on here.
A Marvel? Yeah. Where's the Marvels? Where's the Marvel?
It could be several of these.
Ah, ooh, that was a period piece.
If you want to pitch it as a Marvel, you know.
Yeah. Oh, true.
You might get the opportunity.
Hmm. Mel Brooks write a Marvel movie. Let me think. Yeah, that'd be good.
Hey, have a make a Marvel. Yeah,
you can make a Marvel. But I think I'm ready.
All right, so I think this is
Gibb's turn.
Yeah, this is Gibbledang. So what are you thinking?
I'm going to go historical drama.
Oh, ooh, I'm surprised. Yeah.
Interesting. John Travolta in the historical drama. Yeah. Interesting.
I'm a pass. No, I'm just kidding. My movies aren't going to have genre. I guess if I pass...
My movies defy genre.
Defy. That's what I was wondering. I'm like, if I don't pick a genre, would I like? I could just.
You'd have to make an argument that your movie defies genre.
That sounds like more brain work than I got right now. So I'll go sci-fi fantasy. All
right, sci-fi fantasy. All right, Gibbledang. Anything else you'd like to pick?
Satire.
All right, bringing you down to 45. And Dala?
I think I'll stick with sci-fi fantasy. I mean, I think that's pretty good in the will.
You're only going to make one movie?
Well, I can make one sci-fi and then one fantasy.
I think... Or can I make two? I meant more.
Can you make a body movie? I guess you can.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, sci-fi and fantasy are different enough, like, I feel, but... I don't know, or I could just make two sci-fi movies.
I think they're basically the same thing now.
Nah.
So,
I'll make one good movie, it's fine.
Same.
If you want, you can make two sci-fi fantasy movies.
It's
just going to be... You just got to justify it in the pitch.
Yeah.
All right.
I got this.
So you're skipping.
We should make this movie!
You got to hit that perfect pitch. It's more like a
I'm sorry. Sci-fi,
you little flat. All right. So our next Gibbledang, were you passing as well?
I think so. Yeah, I'm done.
Or do you want to take another?
No, I'm passing.
Okay. All right. So our final round is going to be company.
Ooh.
This is if you'd like a company backing your movie. So these are all $3 options.
Nice.
And we have Warner Bros., Disney, Paramount, Sony, Universal Pictures, and A24.
I'll pick all of them. Just kidding.
You both have, or actually, Dala has 65 left, and Gibbledang has 45 left.
I got to know.
And we are going to circle back around as well.
I won't be able to.
Well, I probably will.
It depends if you think you need the backing of the company.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely do.
I was going to say, I'm going to take it. Yeah, I'm just like trying to debate which one. Because I'm like, they all suck in different ways, you know? So it's like, which one sucks less?
So then do you really want them to taint your movie?
Yeah, because it's going to make you money.
Yeah.
It's not about art. We're making money. You know, this is about business. This is about, it's a product of business, not art. Mm-hmm. But no, I think it's a pretty good list overall. I mean, yeah, I'm ready whenever. I think I'm the next one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's you, Bella. What are you thinking?
I think I will go with Universal.
Wow. Universal Pictures for 30.
You just want to get a ride. You want to get a Dollar Land at Universal Studios.
The MTG bisexual ride? Dude, could you imagine? All right, now kiss this guy and kiss this girl on the way in.
The story of Chandra Delon. Kiss this guy. Kiss this girl. Get in here.
No, I just imagine it's a dollar at the gate, just being like, "All right, now you kiss me. You kiss me. I kiss you."
Put a wig on.
No, kiss me.
It's like the same guy. Right,
is this actually just all a charade for you to just live out your fantasies?
Damn, you got me. Yeah.
Again.
Sorry, it's not my first time using movie money to make my own fetishes come to life.
Oh no!
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick A24.
Good choice.
That'll be a fun one. That'll be a fun one. All right, Dala, would you like to pick up another one?
No, I think I'll use my 35 for something else. Give me some more.
All right,
actors or actresses.
Let's flip all the way back around here. We're gonna go beep 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 beep. Back to the beginning, where our remaining options. Yeah, our bottom three. We have writers, the Coen brothers, for 65. We have Sydney Sweeney starring for 25. And we have Bad Bunny featured for 35. Ooh. Now, on our second time through, Dala, you're at 35, and Gibbledane, you're at 15. All prices are going to be cut in half.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
Cut in half. Whoa. Rounded down.
Okay.
That's big twist number two, baby.
Ooh.
So all of our prices are going to be cut in half for this last round. So that means the Coen brothers actually is going to be 32. Sydney Sweeney as the star is actually going to be 12. And Bad Bunny as the feature is actually going to be 17.
Okay.
So
does that mean for the women pay round, the actress round, is it like back to regular price?
Be back to normal. Yeah. Back to my first draft prices before I realized the value of women contributing to the film.
Yeah, we gotta, you know, balance it out. I think I'm good on this one though, to skip personally.
Alright. And Gibbledang?
I pass.
Alright, we got two passes. We're gonna go on to round two. Now, here, we actually have a few that were left on the board here. We've got Joseph Gordon-Levitt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still on the board. We've got Liam Neeson still on the board. And we've got John Williams music still on the board. Mm-hmm. Now, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to be $15. Liam Neeson's going to be $15. And John Williams is going to be $20. So this one, last time the skip went to Dala first. So this time we're going to go to Gibbledang first. Gibbledang, would you like to choose?
I'm going to skip this one.
We got another skip. How about you, Dala?
I think I will take John Williams
for 20, John Williams, right? For 20. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Brings you down to 15. Hey, for your sci-fi fantasy, you got John Williams attached.
I
got
to see what genre I was working with, you know? That's the
making something big.
Yeah. Some epic.
I mean, it would have been cool to see him in, like, John Williams does the music for historical drama.
True. But he's not.
But he's not.
He ain't.
Not anymore.
Unless you're going to pay me Gibbledang for him. No, I'm just kidding. So we'll split him. Split the time between the two.
So Gibbledang already skipped. So now, would you like to skip as well?
Yeah, sorry.
All right. You both have $15 now. So now we're on the mix again, and this time we are going to be looking among $15 for the writer Spike Lee, $10 for Stephen King as the writer, and $7 to star Daniel Radcliffe. What a steal.
Yeah. Steal of my money.
All right, so This one's going to go to Dala. What do you think?
I'm like torn between two of them. I think I'll take Stephen King as a writer.
Stephen King writing. All right. That's going to bring you down to 5.
And then pass. I mean, I don't know if there's anything worth 5 anymore anyways, but...
Yeah. Gibbledang, would you like to take either Daniel Radcliffe or Spike Lee?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. We're moving on. Round 4, we have our actors. Now, surviving from this list, what do we have here? We still have...
The Johns, except for Travolta.
It's going to be Chris Pine for 7, John Cena for 12, or John Hamm for 7.
I mean, I only have $5 left. I don't think I could do anything left with any of these.
If you wanna take one of the $7 ones for 5, I'll let you do that. Both of you.
Okay. I'll take Chris Pine Gibbs, Sharon.
True. Gibbledang does get to choose first.
I'll pass this one too. I got a pretty good cast, I think.
Yeah. So I'll take Chris Pine.
Do you want to pick up? All right.
Yeah, why not?
Chris Pine for 7. That's going to empty you out.
Yeah, ooh. Just like my ride. Yeah,
clear you out.
At Universal Studios. Now I'm hoping to.
Right, the bisexual ride, right. All right, next we have actresses. So we still have $5 for Jennifer Lawrence. We have $10 for Anya Taylor-Joy. We have $12 for Anne Hathaway. And those are the ones remaining.
Wait, aren't they regular priced?
So,
yeah, they should be the price of too low.
That's too low. You're right. I forgot. Yeah, raise too low.
In fact, double it. Yeah.
So
let's double it. $10 for Jennifer Lawrence.
Shit. Would it change anything? Were you going to take any of them anyways?
How much do I have? 15?
Gibbledang?
Yeah.
You have 15. You can get Jennifer Lawrence still.
Zendaya gone?
I thought you had.
You have her.
You have her, I thought.
I should write this stuff down.
Yeah, I thought you were like, good thing I got a pencil and paper. I was the first one to do it.
Yeah, you literally bragged about having a pencil and paper.
I said that?
You didn't use, I guess.
Yep, you did. Nope.
Fuck, I'm tired, man. It's been a long day.
Amplify that part.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have a replay right here.
Quentin Tarantino. Who else did I have?
Oh, God.
To give you a quick recap, you also have Michael Bay. You have David Lynch. You have James Cameron as the producer. Jake Gyllenhaal featured. Starring Ronan Reynolds, featuring John Travolta, starring Haley Steinfeld, featuring Zendaya, Quentin Tarantino as anything,
as the feet guy,
as a feet stand-in. He's the foot actor. Actually, it's his feet.
Ooh, he's sucking on his own toes.
Any feet shot? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In this historical drama.
Okay. So the question really becomes: would you like to take Jennifer Lawrence?
I would love to.
Is she the only one available? Or, I guess price-wise, yeah.
Price-wise, it's the only one he can afford.
Yeah, why not?
Well, unless you want to save the 15.
No.
It's up to you. Okay. Going down to 5, Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law.
J-Law. Nice. All right. Moving on. Now... we have our flexible round again. Neither of you can afford any of this, so we're going to skip it.
Genre?
Genre. And can't afford another company, so that means we are all done, which means we move to our last big twist.
Oh, gosh.
Would you two like to make any trades? So if you have something you would like to maybe offload that you regret purchasing, you could offer that to your opponent, and they could offer you something back, and you could see if you'd like to make a trade of any sort.
No.
Yeah, I was like,
interesting.
I think I'm pretty good with my list. Yeah. I'm not
good.
No problems.
Big confidence. Good to hear. Good to hear. All right. So, my next question.
My one regret is this is going to be too good of a movie.
That's what I'm thinking.
Movies.
Is that
we
right?
Shouldn't even publish this episode because it's going to get stolen.
People are going to start like
bananas. Yeah. Oh.
Just because of how much they want that movie to be real.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I thought we'd have our own unhinged, like, Snyder Cut fans, you know? Like, release the dumb cut, you know?
Release the dumb cut.
People are going to hear this episode, and it's like that one scene in The Kingsman where they're like, everyone goes crazy, and Colin Farrell or whoever the hell is the guy starts, like, flipping people over and shit in the church.
Yeah.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. Okay, I knew it was a Colin something.
Colin F.
Yeah. I'm calling him F.
Yeah, call in now, call in later.
So, would you guys like me to read you off what you have so that you can start assembling them into some packages?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Baby.
Okay. Yeah, this bad boy's all packaged and processed up. Brick.
All right, so you know what you're going to pitch to me?
Bricked up, ready to go. So, yeah, Dollar, yep. You go first.
You sure?
Go for it.
So, all right. Hear me out. We're going to do... So, it's a Studio Ghibli animated movie. We have Mel Brooks and Stephen King are going to work together. I think that's a good blend of, like, comedy as well as good, like... I almost want to say good storytelling, but, you know, it's like, hey, it'll be... It's serviceable. It's a very serviceable story from Stephen
serviceable.
King.
Serviceable?
But it's got a lot of comedy in it, like little bits and really
it's gonna
good.
It's going to have a lot of gags.
Yeah.
But also some more spooky, some suspenseful elements.
Yeah. It'll have some spooky, it'll have some,
Does
like,
it
you know.
Take place now, the in a writing, western town? Or?
Hey, I'm... Hey, what the... Come on, man.
Are you pitching it's this? Sci-fi.
I'm just asking. Yeah. Yes, huh?
I'm working on that. Gosh. we're gonna go fantasy, and we got Big Papa Universal Studios. We're like, hey, you know, why don't you do us a little favor? You know, we have this script for you. We got Ridley Scott, and somehow Stanley Kubrick's corpse came back to life. He's direct. He's like, I want to do, you know, I want to help out a little bit more. Two of them tagged.
Oh, you guys got Zombubrick for this?
Yeah. Zombubrick he's primed and ready. You know, we're thinking
he's really hard to get.
If okay. Universal, if you do us a favor, we're gonna get you the newest, the next Lord of the Rings with the trilogy. You know, we just want you to buy the Stormlight Archive license. There's more than three books, whatever. But we'll start with the trilogy. You know, we'll shoot all three at once. You know, we'll do the Peter Jackson, you know. That's why we need Mel Brooks to tighten up. Okay. There's already a story, you know. It's a big, deep fantasy, like, high fantasy story.
Yeah, you're really targeting you're finding your target audience
hey,
with this.
I'm just trying to, you know, I'm tired of all these Lord of the Rings, like, spinoffs, all these, like, Marvels. We need to get some more IPs to get big budget. You know, movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
preach.
Yeah. And so, you know, we got all the characters, you know, so right now we have Willem Dafoe. It's animated too, so it's great. So age, not a problem. You know, they just need to be able to sit in their booth and talk for like 20 minutes at a time.
If it's animated, does that mean it's going to be reminiscent of the animated Lord of the Rings?
We'll do better. I mean, that one's
the VHS tapes.
Oh, those ones. Yeah, it's Studio Ghibli. It'll look like Studio Ghibli. I was thinking you were talking about Lord of Rohan, like animated, which I was like, that one's pretty good.
Oh no,
but you're talking about the original. You meant the good ones,
the
good ones.
Yeah. No, we got a stellar cast. Willem Dafoe signed on. Christian Bale will have a part, as well as Chris Pratt. So we're really getting that marketing. You know, everyone loves this. Is before he's Garfield.
It's actually super funny because Christian Bale and Willem Dafoe are both in a lot of Studio Ghibli movies.
Yeah. So see, they have already worked.
So who would be really leading this film, and what would their character be like?
So they're going to be very brave. They're going to be, you know, whatever. To be fair, I haven't read the book. So not too sure, but
I think Fradu is one of the guys.
Jots that down.
Hey, but
wants to do story about IP he does not know about.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, like
Hey, that's that doesn't Hollywood stop anyone behavior.
In the past. Yeah, no, that has not. But we know this is an IP. It has a long series. We'll do okay, three yeah, movies now.
Maybe
we do more later. But we got
a canon editor.
We got Florence Pugh and Willem Dafoe leading the helm, though, to answer that question, I'll say. It's a good duo. They can be like a, you know, like Willem Dafoe will be the elder character, and Florence Pugh will be kind of like the ride-along character that we follow along with and grow with her.
Everybody apart from Chris Pratt was in...
Has been in
Jimmy Fallon. Was literally in the last one. What is it? The Boy and the Heron.
Oh.
All three were in Boy and the Heron.
See? That's why they've all had the experience.
Florence Pugh? Yeah. Also?
Yeah.
All what about Chris Pine? Chris Pine?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if he
I mean, he's probably been in one of them, yeah.
But he's done animated stuff. Yeah. I mean, he did, like, the new, they didn't do great, but the Wish for Disney.
Yes, yeah.
And then also, better than that, though, also Rise of the Guardians.
I've actually heard pretty good things about that one. Yeah, and so, like, all these actors, they've already done animated. A lot of them worked with Ghibli already, so they know the whole process. It's going to be a quick, you know, in-and-out recording. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll really bring down the price of how much we have to charge for the recording studio. And then, like, animation will, you know, they'll know how to work with the animation already. And then just imagine, it's like, you see Florence Pugh's character with Willem Dafoe, and they, you know, they get... Chris Pine, and maybe Chris Pratt could play the little, like, goofy, like, little, like, critter dude that's, like, you know, falling along with them. Like, the comic relief. Yeah?
So, you know, I'm sure very few people who ever listen to our podcast will know, but in the Stormblood Archive, this actually could be pretty good. This is
See? And then you hear sweeping music by crazy. John Ridley Williams. Scott? Yeah,
directing and the Kubrick. John Williams score to go with it.
And Kubrick's there to like direct a bit too, or like help out. I think
he can do anything.
So yeah, maybe. I mean,
he's your flexible.
He'll be catering. He'll be. No, I'm just kidding.
He's kind of the overarching vision.
Yeah, I think he'll be the one that kind
of overarching Kubrick vision.
Because the thing is, we don't want him only directing, because then he will do 100 takes over and over, and that might kind of affect some of the. But he'll have like he'll be the one that punches up the script. You know, he'll really get it cohesive.
Right.
Maybe give some really directing.
Rein in Stephen King. Yeah. Make sure he doesn't go too crazy with it.
Totally, yeah. But yeah, no, I think that's I think that's why you should fund our trilogy. And like I said, it pops off. We got plenty more books to go off of as well. So.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your pitch. We're definitely going to consider that. Let me write down. I'm going to make my point. Choice now and write it down so that I have it done. Yeah,
it's barely a movie. No, I'm just kidding. Doesn't know the name of the characters. Barely a movie. I am curious if the main character of the Stormlight series is it male, female? This one.
So there's a couple there are a couple main characters, but funny enough, like you kind of really hit a decent choice for like every main character.
Nice. Okay.
Delinar would definitely be Willem Dafoe. Adolin would definitely be Chris Pine.
Nice.
Like Florence Pugh is gonna be. Is that your only actress?
Yeah, unfortunately. I did want to get more, but...
That's a little rough.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh would have to be... It'd have to be Shallan, then. And then... She can do it. Like...
She's got range.
Yeah. Yeah. And then... Oh, Christian Bale would have to be Kaladin, then. And, yeah. It could totally be done with the people you have there. And it would just literally work. Another. That's the thing that's just kind of funny. Is that like there's a bunch of these one to one would be really fucking good specifically just for using their voices.
No, and that's when I saw it was animated, I was like, okay, this actually can help a lot. Like, this could really bring everyone together, I feel, acting wise. I was just curious, like, how close all or right. far it was.
Yeah, all right. So, let me just double check one thing in the grading rubric again.
Thanks. I'm gonna put my test on the fridge when I get it back.
Ooh. There you go.
My pitch.
All right, so I have my official decision done. All right, Gibbledang, it is your turn. Let us hear what movie or movies, you know?
Single movie.
But what? Let's hear where, single movie. All right, let's hear what you got for us.
All right, so it's going to be directed by Michael Bay, and it's going to be released by A24, a historical drama. But secretly, it's going to be a satire. No one's going to be able to tell, though. It's going to teeter that line between, you know.
Two genres.
Yeah.
Okay.
A secret genre, you know. The music is going to be, well, it's going to be produced by James Cameron. You know, Michael Bay, James Cameron. Really flashy, you know, a lot of style and substance. You know, you got the best of both worlds right there.
Crazy effects and world building.
Also, yeah, crazy effects. You know, the action's going to be tight. Even if it's a historical drama, you know, it's going to look fantastic. And the music is going to be by David
like
Lynch.
Dunkirk.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Did you, wait.
Damn.
Oh.
Yeah. David Lynch is going to do the music, so it's going to be a little weird and unsettling,
too. I
see he's
signed on as director, so you're going to have him do music as well?
Yeah, he's going to be a director of music.
He always does. He does almost all the time, anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Michael Bay is going to be the director. And in a return to form, just like Pain and Gain, epic crime drama that he made with Marky Mark and The Rock.
I forgot he made that, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Mackie. He's going to go back to making another historical drama. But this time, it's a satire, right? So it's going to be... in the last 10 years, you've gotten the Nike movie where, you know, it's called Air, where it's like, oh, how are we going to make these Air Jordans? And it's like this boring, mundane, like, story about, oh, my God, this is how they made. Mm-hmm. And they get Christian Bale and they get fucking Nick Offerman or whatever. And, you know, and then it makes bait. They were going to make it some Oscar bait. What are some other ones? No, I'm just thinking some...
I love an Oscar.
Yeah, so would I. And so, where the satire comes in, this is going to be... it's going to be one of those, but it's going to be about paperclips. And it's going to be this... this war between these two feuding companies trying to design a... It's going to be a period piece. They're trying to design ways...
Right.
To hold paper, to hold about a couple pages. So they just can't really crack it. And there's we'll just say there's the girl side and the boy's side, because this is it back in the old times. You got you got Zendaya, you got Haley Steinfeld and J-Law on one side. And then you got John Travolta, who's like the leader of the other factory or whatever. And then Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal, who play twins. And
so these are two factories that are competing to make the best paperclip. And one is an all-female company and the other is an all-male company.
Right? I think that's
what, is that what you're saying?
I think that sounds about right. Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
That's how it was back then.
I just want to make sure I have 70. A good grip about this. Okay.
So, however, yeah, so around the time paperclips, I guess, weren't invented, but they just can't figure out how to hold together.
How to hold them several pieces of paper together.
About between one and maybe 10 now, like maybe 30 sheets.
Third, that's a lot of sheets. Wow,
you don't think you can hold?
You know,
maybe that's a lot of sheets.
Binding? No. You don't understand. It's only a few sheets of paper.
Yeah,
it's temporary.
Yeah. And someone staples are like, "Fuck! I got to keep undoing these staples every time."
It's
is there a big staple upset?
Yeah, there's a big staple upset. But that's like in the after, not after credits, but that's during. Like that's how it ends. Like because it takes. Yeah, there's an after credit scene actually, because we want the audience to stick around. We want to milk the time.
The paperclip universe.
Yeah.
What year is this taking place? If you mind me asking.
I guess the time.
Yeah, that's
the time before paperclips were invented. I think I said that earlier.
18? Okay, 18.
Around 1917.
Give me just
18,
a second.
I'm actually 19, curious. Let me Google.
We Google paperclips.
I offered prep time, and you both were like, "Oh no, I'm ready."
I had an actual plan. I don't know. I feel like mine was pretty awesome. Solid. Yeah, I do love the paper. Like, this is pretty fucking. It's a satire. It's supposed to be
1867,
funny.
So it's before that. So let's say 1860. Well, let's say 1867.
66. Or yeah, the day they were invented.
1866.
I love Michael Bay's doing this movie too. Like,
yeah. This movie rocks. Yeah.
Just like how Christopher Nolan did Dunkirk, it's going to be a dramatic, you know, visually stunning historical.
A lot of explosions in 1876 or whatever.
Yeah, you don't know what they're getting up to making paperclips,
cannonballs and shit flying around. I don't know.
everyone's papers keep flying everywhere all the time.
Uh-huh. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh!
All right, so let me do some pointing here.
Yeah, imagine a world without paperclips. How shitty that must have been. Just kidding.
God. Imagine the poster.
I do love the idea though of like all the failed paperclip pre-paperclips or whatever, like prototypes and shit. They're like, mm-hmm. Like one has like the binder clip, but it's like that's too big. It doesn't fit like in our little folder. It's like,
I can't even imagine what they'd be. Like,
yeah. Someone just has like puts a rubber band around the whole entire thing, just, and it's like scrunching the papers into a tube. Like,
I love that rubber bands exist.
Makes them harder to read.
Yeah. Hmm. And they're all folded up. Gee golly. All right. That's pretty good.
Well,
I do like that.
I have tallied up your points.
If I lose, that's a good one to lose by, I will say.
I'm gonna since we did it in Dala Gibbledang presentation order, I'm gonna go points in reverse. So,
okay.
For Gibbledang, definitely a complete movie. You have all the elements you needed. You know, this can definitely go forward to be made. I think, you know, you have some real good feel and potential here. You know, cast might end up being electric. You know, John Travolta plus Ryan Reynolds. Dying to see that interaction. So I would say this is an I would see. I would be buying a ticket to this. So that's a 3-point movie right there. So nice, congratulations. Nice. Definitely a 3-point movie. It's green lightable, you know. This is
three big booms.
Got some real potential. Okay. Yeah, three big booms for Gibbledang.
Boom!
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 Hey, Terry. I was going to say, sorry, your brother. Boom! 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 Boom!
All right. And so now we're going to go to Dala. Dala, now, I also said, you know, very solid idea. Very cohesive idea.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Ended up having a lot of cast members who have worked together before. Perfect. On this same type of production by the same animation studio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that ended up being serendipitous and incredibly beneficial.
Thank you, Sharks.
Well done on your casting there.
Thank you.
And I would say, you know, this, because, however, you know, because the topic is something extremely specific.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would
not
see
not
this
like paper clips.
I don't know. Well, everybody, hey, ask your average person.
Yeah, yeah.
What a paperclip is? Do they know?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty specific yes. though.
Ask your average person if they know what a Stormlight Archive is.
They probably
do
know.
They know?
Maybe.
Probably not.
Plus, don't you want to know how like paperclips were invented?
Don't you really want to know?
By Michael Bay. Oh no, I'm saying I want to know that movie. I want to see that movie.
It'd be like now, Pain and Gain.
I labeled this as an I would see.
Mm-hmm.
Another 3-point movie, because I don't think it would be hitting the lines at the box office.
That's fair.
However, in the specialty category that I make up on the spot for brown nosing and giving me exactly what I wanted with one of my favorite fantasy novels, that's an extra 2 points for Dala. So Dala is going to be taking this game of final draft.
Again, I do want to say
congratulations.
Thank you,
What
was the name of your paperclip movie?
We're going to be greenlighting. What is the name
of that? I was curious.
Just a few sheets.
One more sheet. One sheet more. Or something.
A sheet's worth.
A sheet's worth it.
A sheet's worth a handful.
Or I would honestly would love to see that. Like,
yeah, that'd be great. That movie sounds honestly.
It can be called A Real Handful.
Oh yeah.
It's like the women company is specifically kind of showing that like women can run a company and make inventions too, and like that's why they're like competing with like the male company in the same town. Yeah,
let me see.
And they're like, wow, there's a real handful, and it plays on the sexism.
And they're like, we should also be able to vote too. And they're like, we should work on that on top of the paperclip.
Hey, while we're at it, yeah, I mean, you know what I was thinking?
Like, you know, we made paperclips. You could put together our votes, you know?
And then real talk, though, if it wasn't written by Mel Brooks, that animated movie would be a real fucking masterpiece. I'm not gonna lie.
That's why I was like, he just peppers in the jokes. He's just getting the jokes in. I feel like Stephen King was also
Mel Brooks, Stephen King come together to write an anime. I don't know if that's gonna go
great. That sounds awesome.
And Kubrick's there to punch it up. That's why I'm like, we already got the stories, you know, just gotta read the books. They're just doing the screenplay, that's all. And punching up with the jokes and every now and then, you know.
oh my god.
Yeah, no,
I would end up having like just like literally I just imagine Spaceballs humor in it. And just like
sorry.
Man, we ain't found shit.
They're combing the desert, sir.
God.
When's this?
But thank you guys. Thank you guys for playing.
Oh, that was fun.
My silly little game.
Oh, no, that was awesome.
I love. I think we have two banger blockbusters that I genuinely would see. Like,
these are fire.
I actually would be interested in a Stormlight movie if it was like animated, especially by Ghibli.
I've been thinking about this a lot, and it's like literally, if they made Stormlight Archive, actually, if they did it in a Game of Thrones style TV show. Would go crazy. And on the alternate side, they would do Mistborn as the movies, and it's all part of the same cinematic universe of the Cosmere.
It's like perfect prime for that's why I was like trying to think of movie like that, because I was like, yeah, like franchises. Funny enough, actually, you reminded me, you remember, I think I brought it up last time but the Delta Quest books, Del Toro Quest books. The ones with like
Del Toro quests.
Yeah.
With like the dragon.
Yeah, it has like the dragon. Like these have monsters. I found it as an anime based on the fucking books, which were written by like an Australian. Oh. So I was like, whoa.
Whoa, jeez, guys. Come on.
What's
your problem?
That sounded incredibly interesting.
Yeah, it's just a funny pair. But yeah, that was fun. Shout out to you for you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Honestly, that was a wild game with a rubric and all.
Jesus, yeah.
Hey, you know me. I'm autistic.
I love
it. if I'm gonna say I'm scoring you on something, I'm gonna give your ass a rubric so you know exactly how I scored it.
Hey, I appreciate it.
And that at the end of the day, that's what helped you pull ahead with knowing that if you did something like. Go straight for what I would like specifically, regardless of if you'd be successful. Just put you ahead.
Just brown nose it, yeah.
Just brown nose, the brown nose bonus, the B&B, you know?
Yeah, should we do some plugs?
Never underestimate. Yeah.
What do you guys got to plug?
Well, you know, apart from my Instagram, Gibbledang, I want to plug earlier that burlesque cabaret show I went to. What was it? Pompeii Interactive on Instagram. I want to say it's called Detour Productions. It's it was incredible. It was incredible immersive stuff. Check it out if you're in SF or, you know, wherever they go. They're awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about it for me.
Okay, I'll plug, you know, No Dumb Idea. You know, wherever you're watching this, leave a review. You know, share with your friends, family, whoever, enemies. I don't care. You know, just get us out
especially
there.
Especially your below. Enemies.
Oh yeah, be like this podcast. This. Listen to it. Yeah,
leave a comment on the bot. You know, leave a comment in our comment section so that I can argue with you about your opinion. See, like,
perfect.
We're all having fun here.
Yeah. Just wherever you're watching this or listening, you know, make sure you're subscribed, download all the good things.
And I've got nothing to plug because I'm busy. So, anyways, Thanks, everybody. Being busy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out to being busy. Shout out to Burlesque.
Shout out to Burlesque. Shout out to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Willem Dafoe, as always.
The city and the musical. Shout out to Willem Dafoe and The Boy and the Heron. You know?
Yeah, shout out to Paperclips.
Shout out to Studio Ghibli. Shout out to Paperclips.
Yeah, incredible stuff.
Shout out to Stormlight Archive. If you like fantasy, read that shit.
Shout out to Kubrick and David Lynch. Gone too soon, both of them.
Yeah, gone too soon.
That's true. Gone too soon. Shout out to John Travolta. Gone too soon.
Because
when I look at that guy, there ain't no way he's still alive.
He looks great for his age. It's Scientology.
He is a meat puppet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why Scientology. We're all meat puppets. Yeah. We're all meat puppets being guided by Lord Xenu. Include this.
Stopped.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.